Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The best way to keep safe is to only interact with members of your own household. The safest and best option is to have Thanksgiving with your household. 11 people at your Thanksgiving, that's a 10% chance playing Russian roulette that one of them is contagious. The more family members that make that decision to self-quarantine, the more likely it is that you're not bringing a loaded pistol for grandma's head.
No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup. Gone, all gone.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I love this Christmassy time of year, especially when everything is running happy and smooth like it is this season.
We've got to get the vaccine, it's got to be deployed, and we can't abandon fundamental public health measures.
Christmas is probably not going to be possible.
I've got some bad news, folks. Christmas is going to be canceled.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Once the process is complete, does that mean they can take off their masks? They don't have to social distance?
You know, I would recommend that that's not the case. I would recommend you have an added area of protection.
Damn it, this has gone too far.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. And it's not just Dominion. There are other companies in the voting machine business that may very well and are likely using the same software. The people who bought the Dominion system for sure knew exactly what they were getting. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you're a Newsmax new viewer, welcome to Newsmax, and I hope you will enjoy Newsmax, and I hope it'll give you a better, more balanced, fair product than you're used to getting on some other unnamed cable channel. Last week, we spoke to L. Lynn Wood. He's a well-known lawyer. He represented Nick Sandman in the Covington Catholic case. He represented Richard Jewell, the so-called Unabomber. He represents Kyle Rittenhouse in the Kenosha shootings right now. And he's working for Donald Trump. And he put out a great tweet, and I wanted to talk to him. And here's what it said. I am 100% confident that real Donald Trump will be president for 4 more years. And I'm just as confident that Joe Biden and the people like him, they're going to jail. That was 5 days ago. And L. Lynn Wood has continued to send out hopeful tweets since then. And he's also filed a lawsuit to throw out the results of the Georgia election because of unconstitutional deals that the Secretary of State in Georgia, a Republican, cut with the Democrats. And I wanted to have L. Lynn Wood on again today to see if he could give us some more positive reinforcement as this nail-biting exercise recounts and court challenges continue. L. Lynn Wood, thanks for being with us again here on the Howie Carr Show.
Well, thanks for having me again, Howie.
Well, you know, first of all, I should ask you about there were reports that there's an quote-unquote emergency meeting of the White House legal team today at the White House. What do you know anything about this?
I do not. And let me say this for clarification. I don't represent President Trump, and I do not represent the Republican Party of Georgia or the National Republican Party. I have met with a number of individuals in the Republican Party. I've talked with some of their lawyers. I'm working in an unofficial capacity to try to help the president. So I'm working closely with Sidney Powell and with Mayor Giuliani. If they need me, I'm there for them. And I am aware of information. I met with Sidney yesterday all day. And I don't know the nature of the meeting, but I know that things are going to be rapidly developing over the course of the next few days, because the evidence of the computer voting fraud is mounting daily, which is a separate issue than the issue I raised when I filed my lawsuit against the Secretary of State here in Georgia. But at the end of the day, both issues are related, because both mechanisms, both the absentee ballots and the computer voting machines, constituted the fraud that was perpetrated upon the people of the United States of America.
So are you still confident? I've read your tweets today, but I just wanted you to be able to tell the American people, are you still as confident as you were last week?
The answer to that would be unequivocally yes. I was 100% confident last week, so I can't say I'm more confident. But just for the sake of trying to tell you where I am in terms of the information I'm aware of, let's just say I'm 105% confident this week.
So do you know anything about this raid that was supposedly conducted by the American military in Europe? Now, we originally heard they were Louis Gohmert, the congressman from Texas, said he thought they were raiding a private company. Now we're hearing that they may have raided a CIA facility, that the CIA may have been involved in this. Do you know anything about this?
Well, I do know some things about it, but there's some conflicting information. What I think is accurate is that the raid was conducted on a CYTL facility. CYTL, that's capital S-C-Y-T-L. And it may have related to servers that are stored at that facility. I don't know whether the good guys got that information or the bad guys. So I'm not in a position to say, but I do believe that the servers that were located there would contain significant information that would prove in some of the elements of the fraud that was conducted, which CYTL was part of.
Do you think Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani have the smoking gun, for lack of a better term, that's going to get these results turned around?
To be accurate, I'll say I'm confident they have the smoking guns, so I'm saying it in the plural. I've seen sworn affidavits. I've seen sworn video statements. I think that Sidney and Rudy have done a magnificent job in a short period of time of piecing together a solid legal case on what was intended to be a complicated scheme of fraud as it relates to the voting machines. But when you boil it down, it simply amounts to the fact that the United States of America was relying on voting machines that were subject to manipulation. We might want to go back to the days where we fill in a hand ballot, sign it, let people count it. Because when you open the door to these types of computers, you're opening the door for people to manipulate, to hack, and to defraud people. And that's exactly what was done here. There's no doubt in my mind about it. It started in Venezuela. It connects into Cuba. It connects into Frankfurt, Germany, where servers were stored, in Barcelona. And it tracks back ultimately to a company known as SGO Smartmatic. They developed the software. That software went into a number of voting machines, almost exclusively used in the Dominion machine. The information was then processed through CYTL. That's where the manipulations occurred in the software. That was reported out to a company called Clarity. Clarity was providing real-time numbers for people watching it on TV. That's why people saw 560 votes for a Republican all of a sudden go down 560 and 560 up for the Democrat. It was pure and simple computer manipulation of the voting totals.
Now, what is the remedy here? Sidney Powell yesterday mentioned on one of the Sunday morning shows that she thought there's going to be a whole new election. That's not possible, though, is it, really?
Well, I don't know what specific remedies the president or his campaign might pursue. Let me give you an example of what I believe has to be done in Georgia, and then we can talk about what would have to be done across the United States. In the state of Georgia, as alleged in my lawsuit, I believe that the law is clear and that the election was unlawful and void because the Secretary of State changed the substantive rules of the election, and that can only be done by the legislature.
Correct.
So
yes.
They're going to have to void that election. Then the Georgia legislature, in a special session, will do what it's supposed to do under the 12th Amendment, and it will select the electors and direct them on who to cast their vote for. So the President of the United States can still be, and I believe will be, elected through the Electoral College, but it'll be based on state legislators determining the will of the state. The rest of the Georgia election has got to be thrown out. And there's going to have to be a new election on all the down ballot races, and they need to get busy trying to schedule that
everything?
For January instead of a
not just the Senate, all the legislative Senate. Races.
Everything was infected by the computer and the absentee ballot fraud. You're not going to have the ability to go in and discern how to calculate a legitimate vote enough to be able to give the voters the integrity they deserve with respect to the election. So they're going to have a complete redo of the down ballot races. They can do that in January instead of having a runoff, because the runoff's illegitimate because it's based on an illegitimate general election. As far as nationally,
yeah,
I don't know the process in each state, but I think there's going to have to be some determination by the state legislatures as to whether they have confidence in the results of their particular state elections. If they do, they can certify it. If they don't, they may have to do the same thing that Georgia's going to have to do, and they may have to have another down-ballot election.
The bottom line is, how is this evidence going to take some time.
It's going to take some time, but the time will be well spent, because I don't believe any objective, fair-minded citizen wants to be represented by individuals who were elected based on fraud by buying an election. They want people to be elected by their legitimate, valid votes. If it takes a little time, it takes a little time. We can deal with the presidency on December 14th under the 12th Amendment and the Electoral College, which is the mechanism under our Constitution for determining who serves as President of the United States.
However, some of the legislators, the Republican-controlled legislatures in some of these states have said they're not going to interfere with the election returns. However fraudulent they are, and they don't use those terms, but that's what they mean.
Well, I don't know what they've said and what the basis for it is, so I really can't comment. I know this. The legislators have a duty under their oath of office to uphold the laws of the state, and I'm sure the laws of the United States. And if they are aware of a fraudulent election, they have a legal and moral and ethical obligation to act on it. You cannot ignore fraud. The good news is I think despite the fraud, many of these elections were probably determined correctly. They were focusing primarily on key Senate races, and they were focusing on the presidency. That's where they put in the computer algorithms. And that's certainly where they went in late at night, created any number of hundreds of thousands of paper ballots, many of which in some key jurisdictions were only votes for Biden with no down ballot.
Like Georgia.
And I'll tell you something else that Georgia had, because I've spoken with one of the heads of the Macon-Bibb County Election Authority, and he noticed that there was a number of the absentee ballots where the dot, the bubble, where you used to go, you know, in school, you'd circle the circle when you wanted to do an answer. They were perfect. Not a lot of people do perfect circles, and he noticed an extremely large number of those. I think that this election is so fraught with fraud that anybody, no matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you ought to stand up and say, we're not going to tolerate it. If you don't want to vote for your people in office, say so. But that's not America. In America, we have the right to vote. We have the right to have our vote counted. And we do not have to tolerate people manipulating and putting in a fraudulent election simply because of their agenda. And that's what happened here. It's not the first time. They did it in 2018. They did it in 2016. There's information to believe that Obama and Biden did it in 2012 in Florida. This is a scheme developed initially in Venezuela, and the scheme amounts to being able to go and buy an election in any given country. They did it in Argentina. They've done it in Chile. Now they've sold it to someone with the interest in manipulating the presidency of the United States. The evidence will eventually show who was ultimately responsible. But I think it's a combination of bad actors. I think it's people that want our country to be socialistic, to move to communistic. I'd look at China. I'd look at George Soros. I'd look at the globalist and the military-industrial complex.
How soon is this all going to come? When's the Kraken going to be released, as Sidney Powell calls it? Oh, he's done. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, L.N. Wood. Thank you for being with us. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. I love my Raycon wireless earbuds. Today I was listening to Little Feat, Waiting for Columbus. It's a sort of a forgotten band from the late 1970s, but it's a great, great band. And I was, you know, I was listening to it and not bothering anybody else in my circle. That's why Raycons are great. You're still in close contact with people, whether they're your family or your coworkers, but you can really enjoy the product. You can enjoy the product, the music, the podcast, whatever it is, as long as you have your Raycon earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except Raycons start at half the price. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go. Or pick up a pair for yourself. Trust me, you're going to use them every day. Raycons, they're fantastic. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 20% off your Raycon order. These are a perfect Christmas gift. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. It's buyraycon.com/Howie to get 20% off your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
Take advantage of Black Friday savings and let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with simple, wholesome recipes and fresh ingredients delivered to your door. For a limited time, get $90 off in savings when you use code Howie90 at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you changing your Thanksgiving plans because of COVID?
No, I'm not.
22% say they are.
All right. Okay. We lost Lynn Wood right there at the end of the interview. He wasn't cut off by the – well, I don't know if he was cut off by the deep state or not, but we didn't cut him off, I'll tell you that. But we'll have more on this as we go through the day, and we'll have Joe DeGeneva on in a couple of minutes after the bottom of the hour, and we'll be asking him about these reports about John Durham throwing in the towel. But he's also on the president's team of lawyers, so we'll try to find out some more about what's been going on here this afternoon at the White House. 844-500-4242. I'm just reading. I'll just read you some of these tweets that Lynn Wood has put out today. President Trump is 100% right. The recount in Georgia is a sham. Just like the backroom deal the Georgia Secretary of State made with Democrats and Hilton and Clinton lawyers to change absentee ballot rules. Only legislature can change the rules. That's in the Constitution. There's no doubt about that. Here's another one from earlier today. Truth will be revealed in Georgia. Truth will be revealed in Virginia. Truth will be revealed from sea to shining sea. Real Donald Trump won a landslide victory. Biden cheated. It is time to face the truth. So this is he's still confident. 844-500-4242. I would like to see the Kraken. I'm not even sure what Kraken means. It's some kind of mythical sea monster, I guess. I looked it up in Scandinavian times, and it just bowls over ships. cruising in the sea, but I don't know. It's a strange way to put it. 844-500-4242. The truth will be revealed. That's what L. Lynn Wood said. We'll post that that interview shortly on Twitter and on Facebook and everywhere else. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, we'll take some calls here in a little bit. But first, we're going to try to get on Joe DeGeneva, the former U.S. attorney. And we have him on here at 4:30 every Monday afternoon on Newsmax to discuss the Russiagate or the Spygate situation. And is Joe with us? Okay. Sorry. Okay. 844-500-4242. So we'll play a couple of cuts while we try to get him. 844-500-4242. Let's play some Sidney Powell cuts while we try to get our phones back up and going again. This is Sidney Powell yesterday, and she's talking about sort of the same thing that L. Lynn Wood was talking about. And he says he didn't think he was cut off on his end, so we don't know what happened. But I don't know. I don't want to jump to any conclusions. But it wasn't our doing, and it wasn't his doing. But something happened. So let's play Sidney Powell. She's the lead attorney in this whole ongoing litigation. And she talks about how the evidence is pouring in from all over. Cut 8.
First of all, I never say anything I can't prove. Secondly, the evidence is coming in so fast, I can't even process it all. Millions of Americans have written, I would say by now, definitely hundreds of thousands have stepped forward with their different experiences of voter fraud. But this is a massive election fraud, and I'm very concerned it involved not only Dominion and its Smartmatic software, but that the software essentially was used by other election machines also. It's the software that was the problem.
You know, when Lynn Wood mentioned it, you know, that other races were probably affected. I mean, what about that Senate race in Michigan where John James looked like he had the thing won, just like Donald Trump looked like he had the state of Michigan in his column. And all of a sudden, the votes changed not just to Biden, but also to the weak Democrat incumbent, Gary Peters. And are the Democrats concerned about that? I mean, John James is a black guy. I mean, what about Black Lives Matter? You know, what about equal justice under the law? Does a weak white candidate suddenly vault ahead of a very capable black Republican, and the black American loses just because he's a Republican? Is that what happened? He lost by fewer than 100,000 votes after leading all through the night. 844-500-4242. Okay, now we have Sidney was pointing out that one of the Dominion executives, this is the company with the software that's suspected was used in all of these states where the votes suddenly shifted. Guess what his new job is? Cut 6.
A gentleman named Peter Neffinger. Tell me how he fits into all of this.
Yes, well, he is listed as its former Admiral Peter Neffinger, or retired Admiral Peter Neffinger. He is president and on the board of directors of Smartmatic. And it just so happens he's on Mr. Biden's presidential transition team that's going to be non-existent because we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. And President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose.
She is pretty careful about what she says. And she's been a lawyer for a very long time. First, she was in the DOJ. She was an assistant U.S. attorney in Texas, and then she opened her own firm, and she basically does federal appeals court work like she's doing for General Michael Flynn. She is she's not somebody who just runs around making unproven, unfounded accusations. Cut 10.
And it's not just Dominion. There are other companies in the voting machine business in this country, too, that may very well and are likely using the same software. We've detected voting irregularities that are inexplicable and align with these problems in other states that think they have valid systems. But the people who bought the Dominion system for sure knew exactly what they were getting. It should never have been installed anywhere. And we are going to show the public exactly how rotten the entire state is.
Yeah, and she also pointed out that there have been Democrats in the past, including the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren, have been complaining about these systems. But you know what the problem is now, and a couple of people have texted me about it. They say that, people like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, they say that people are going to be shocked and totally stunned by the magnitude of this election fraud. And a couple of texters have said that the people they know that hate Donald Trump, they don't care. They don't care if they had to cheat. And you know what? A majority of people I've seen in polls already say this election is totally fraudulent. But I don't see any complaints from Democrats. I haven't seen one Democrat say, you know, maybe there's something to this. There's a lot of peculiarities in the way the votes have come in, the way they were switching around, the way there were those 95,000 ballots in Georgia that were only marked for Joe Biden, but there were 818, a mere 818 that were marked just for Donald Trump. 844-500-4242. Let's listen to her talking about the Democrats who are complaining about this. Cut number 9.
It's really an insidious, corrupt system, and I can't tell you how livid I am with our government for not paying attention to complaints even brought by Democrats, Carolyn Maloney, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, over the last several years in written letters with expert reports and some documentation of how corrupt this software is, and nobody in our government has paid any attention to it, which makes me wonder how much the CIA has used it for its own benefit in different places, and why Gina Haspel is still there in the CIA is beyond my comprehension. She should be fired immediately.
Amen. And some people are saying that the raid by the U.S. military or by U.S. intelligence was actually on a CIA facility, not on a CITEL facility. It's still very unclear exactly what was going on Friday, but it appears that something was going on. Let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home. Right now, you could take advantage of limited-time Black Friday savings and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free.
And Howie, you know that I'm not the best cook. I'm kind of like you when it comes to, I microwave my meals, but you don't even have to be a great cook to make great food with HelloFresh. I am becoming quite the chef with these meals because they're easy and they're delicious. And that's all I can ask for.
Yeah, and you can get all kinds of stuff. Taylor likes Korean. Grace likes chicken parm. I like the sausage and rice. They have more than 22 weekly recipes, so there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, low-calorie choices. You got a vegetarian in your house or coming in for Thanksgiving in spite of the orders not to. You can get vegetarian HelloFresh meals. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipes are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. You get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes, and they're great tasting meals too.
And Howie, plus, they also have a lot of calorie-friendly options. So if you're on a diet or you're trying to lose some weight, you can look at exactly what you're getting and know how many calories it is.
Right. And yeah, it's just a good product, and it's something for everyone, as they say. Plus, by skipping the store, you can save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, save time so you have more time to celebrate the holidays with loved ones. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie90 for $90 off, including free shipping during HelloFresh's Black Friday sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie90 for $90 off. That's HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
It's a funny thing. We were talking to L. Lynn Wood, and all of a sudden, we started having major technical issues. Funny coincidence, huh? At least they haven't deplatformed us like they did the conservativetreehouse.com. I wish them well. It's a great website. They've been told by WordPress they have until December 2nd to find a new home. Not for any kind of criminal behavior, just because they don't like what they're saying about the deep state. Anyway, we're back, and I hope we won't have any more technical difficulties. And I apologize for any. We'll post the interview with L. Lynn Wood shortly. Joining us now is Joe DeGeneva, the former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. Joe, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
My pleasure, Howie.
The first thing I got to ask you is about Sean Davis, the guy who runs thefederalist.com, which has been a pretty good website. And he tweeted out yesterday that John Durham, the U.S. Attorney for Connecticut, has basically ended his investigation of Obamagate and the attempt to frame Donald Trump on the Russian collusion hoax. What's your take on this? Is this do you know anything about this?
I know absolutely nothing about it, Howie. I've been consumed by the president's post-election litigation with the Trump team, with Rudy and Victoria. So I saw the story. He's a very reliable guy. I have heard nothing like that from anybody else. The fact that he may have concluded his investigation is certainly a possibility and might be issuing a report of some kind, but I've heard absolutely nothing about it from anybody.
Okay, well, let's move on to the legal challenges. We just had L. Lynn Wood on, and he's suing in Georgia on his own to overturn the election returns there. When are we going to see all these documents and this fraud that Sidney Powell has been talking about the last few days? When is it going to be released publicly?
Well, there are going to be new lawsuits filed starting tomorrow. In the Middle District of Pennsylvania. We're working on those right now, in fact, here at Trump headquarters. There will be allegations made in there, and of course there will be evidentiary hearings, and then, you know, people will get to see the evidence and make up their minds for themselves. We're very comfortable with where we are, with the vote counting centers, the exclusion from observation, with the problem with the mail-in ballots and all the other things that have been laid out, and of course, the Dominion voting systems with their immense problems. And we are in the process of obtaining one of those computers for analysis, and that's part of the process. We believe that the system is fundamentally flawed, and that it has a backdoor which allows people to enter it and manipulate the process. And that's what discovery is all about, and that's what we're going to take a peek at.
This sounds very complicated. Is there enough time to delay the certification of these electoral votes to prevent Joe Biden from winning?
That is a very good question. we certainly have a sufficient amount of time to do what needs to be done in these very limited circumstances. Statistical analyses are being done and have been completed to show that these statistical anomalies in the votes and the voting patterns and the results on a comparative basis over a number of years to show that there is a very, very serious problem with the result. So that will be part of the evidence that is presented, and that will start coming out tomorrow.
And I guess some of the lawsuits were withdrawn in various states today. Is that because you just wanted to concentrate on the Dominion aspect of this fraud and not worry about all the dead people voting in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan?
Well, not necessarily all of those lawsuits are by the Trump campaign and the President of the United States. So I'm not going to give you a rundown on the list of those. What we are doing is we are concentrating on the denial of equal protection and due process by the way the votes were counted and by the way people who were supposed to, under the law, be able to observe the opening of those envelopes and the removal of those ballots. Remember, once a mail-in, mail-out, or absentee ballot comes in and it is removed from that envelope and that envelope is not kept, you can never again go back and validate that ballot. So once the envelope has been removed and it has not been observed by a valid observer to see that that it was validly signed, that it had a postmark, that it was properly sealed, once that's done and it's separated, there's no way you can validate that ballot. So that's where we are, and that's what we're concentrating on, and we'll see what happens.
Now, there have been a lot of reports over the last few days about supposedly a raid was conducted by the U.S. military or U.S. intelligence agencies on.
We know nothing about that. We know nothing about that raid. I've seen that reported in one place only, and I haven't heard it verified by anybody.
So the Trump legal team doesn't know anything about this.
You do have
some of these Dominion software systems or computers, whatever they are, that you can check to see if there was actually any votes changed.
Well, they can be checked at any time. These voting machines are usually held by county clerks. They can all be impounded. They can be examined. It is my understanding there is one machine which has been sequestered and taken into custody by governmental officials of the state in which the voting has occurred, not by us, and that it is being preserved for analysis.
What state?
I'm not at liberty to say that.
But one of the swing states, though. How does this get?
Yes,
how does
it
this,
is. Yes, it is.
How does this ultimately get resolved, Joe?
Well, it gets resolved the way the 2000 election got resolved. It ultimately gets resolved by the Supreme Court. If it is determined after proper litigation that the errors that occurred, that the fraud that occurred, that the violation of due process and equal protection occurred, that the violation of the Elections Clause, Article 1, where people change laws without doing it through the state legislature, and the Supreme Court determines. And it must be, the only way the Supreme Court's going to take this case and rule on it is if it can be shown that if the ruling is upheld, that it would change the result of the election. The Supreme Court's not going to take a case just to take a case. They're going to take a case and rule on it because it's going to mean something. They're not going to issue an advisory opinion. So that's what all this litigation below is about. It's designed to determine if the elections in certain key swing states were in fact valid. And that's what the Supreme Court has to deal with. If it gets that, then it can deal with it. If that can't be shown, then the Supreme Court will get nothing.
So this isn't like 2000 when it was just one state, Florida. You're going to need several states enough to swing the vote.
You're going to need three or four. You're going to need three or four states. And that's what's being worked on. In addition, remember this. It is theoretically possible that certain states, and through their legislatures, would refuse to certify
right.
certain sets of electors and send their own to the House of Representatives. So there are other avenues which are being explored.
But in most of those states, the Republican leadership has said that they don't want to get involved in this. For I don't understand why, but that's the reality of it. So it sounds like the Supreme Court's the way to go. Joe DeGeneva, thank you for being with us, and good luck. Keep the faith, and give our best to the president. I'm Howie Carr.